God's Slaves, Numbers 35, 1 through 5.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, "Command the children of Israel to give to the Levites of the inheritance of their possession cities to dwell in. You shall give suburbs for the cities around them to the Levites. They shall have the cities to dwell in. Their suburbs shall be for their livestock and for their possessions and for all their animals. The suburbs of the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits around it. You shall measure outside of the city for the east side 2,000 cubits, and for the south side 2,000 cubits, and for the west side 2,000 cubits, and for the north side 2,000 cubits, the city being in the middle. This shall be the suburbs of their cities." If you want to be a slave, I highly suggest that you consider choosing God as your master. Consider the Levites. As we learn throughout the book of Numbers, the Levites were God's property and were not allowed to have their own land or even their own life. The interesting thing is, it appears that they lived better than many free people live today. It is obvious by how God acts that God's slaves aren't just slaves. He loves them. That's what we see here. He declared that all the people give them whole cities as a part of their taxes. He had already declared that they would be getting grain and animals, and not just any. They were going to get the very best in Israel. Now, God makes it clear that they were to be city dwellers with land, conveniently located around the city for keeping their livestock. Isn't that amazing? These people, whose lives were dedicated to the Lord, were living well because God took care of them. God really modifies the word slave. We need to remember that offering ourselves as God's slaves is a good thing, but the fact is, as Christians, we are God's children. Can you imagine what that means? 1 John 3, 1-3. "See how great a love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. For this cause the world doesn't know us because it didn't know Him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it is not yet revealed what we will be. But we know that when He is revealed, we will be like Him, for we will see Him just as He is. Everyone who has this hope set on Him purifies himself, even as He is pure."
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.